Hey, friends, I want to first thank you for tuning in to the SGT Report version of the podcast, The Propaganda Antidote. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Now, you've heard about shrinkflation, right? That's where your candy bar gets smaller, but the price stays the same. Same with the box of cereal. Have you noticed it? It's happening all the time, everywhere now. It's how corporations are trying to hide inflation, but the government insists that inflation is under control or that it's just temporary. But Noble Gold is ahead of the game here. They know that a precious metals IRA will help you hedge these rising prices so that you can retire without worrying. You can keep up with the inflation the folks in Washington are trying so hard to hide. And this month, to thank you and to get your precious metals project off to a flying start, Noble Gold is giving away a free 5-ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call them directly at 877-646-5347. That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
The Fifth Appellate, which is just below the Supreme Court, said this is outrageous constitutional overreach. The federal judges are going to stop this.
This
March
is a big loss for the Biden.
Do not cave now. Do not cave now. If they want to vaccinate you, if they want to do this, that, do not cave now. We have them.
They're on their heels with this.
Hey, guys, that was Patrick Byrne and Joe Flynn. And in this interview, we cover it all, everything from the stolen election to the poison vax. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Well, if you think crypto assets are the future, I've got good news. My Digital Money's cash account is here. Finally, a crypto cash trading platform with top-notch US-based client service that actually answers the phone when you need help. My Digital Money offers features to help you make a better crypto investment decision that are either not available or that you have to pay for in other platforms. Trigger orders, that's right, automatically sell or buy coins based on your own parameters. Gain loss prompt, know how much you're making or losing in real time. Tax options, you can choose how to sell your cryptos to make your taxes most efficient for your needs. Since MDM offers both crypto IRA and cash trading, there's no need to move from one platform to another for all your crypto investments. You can do all of your crypto investment in one platform and enjoy a customer service quality you can't find elsewhere. The company was founded by our friend Colin Plume from Noble Gold Investments, so it's a company you can trust. Although MDM is offering cryptocurrency investments, their primary product is service. My Digital Money is here for you. Just dial 833-636-2008 or look them up on the web, mydigitalmoney.com. Hey, friends, thank you so very, very much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGTReport.com and SGTReport.tv here with a very, very important interview. On this broadcast, we'll be featuring Patrick Byrne, the former CEO of Overstock.com, and Joe Flynn. Joe Flynn hasn't joined us yet, but Patrick Byrne is ready to go. How are you, sir? Thanks for coming on.
Sean, what an honor to be on. I used to watch you when you were on YouTube.
I had no idea. I really appreciate that. Well, I've been following you for a very long time. This man knows a thing or two about corruption, friends. As the Overstock CEO, he knew what was going on as Wall Street targeted his stock for destruction through naked shorting. You know, Patrick, I talk about that a lot. I've actually mentioned you in past interviews a lot because I think we see a very similar thing happening over the years in the silver and gold markets, which is why silver's still at $23 an ounce when Bitcoin is $60,000 per coin. Silver gets hammered on the COMEX, as does gold. And I don't know if they're ever going to let the precious metals find their actual true world price. What say you?
I think that they will keep the, because there's naked short selling in those and you can't really naked short sell Bitcoin, although they're trying to make it so you can. And there's a reason they're trying to make it because they don't want an honest system to come along. So the powers that be will keep that suppressed until they can't anymore, at which point it's a little bit like you're holding the lid on a pot, a boiling pot, and it gets to boil and you got to put some force to hold it down. Then it keeps boiling. So then you have to stack more and more bricks on top. Well, the day that it finally blows, you know, if you just kept boiling, and, you know, the day that that finally blows and the lid starts to come off, all that pressure escapes. And I think that's what's going to happen in silver and gold when the US dollar sadly meets the fate of all fiat currencies, especially all fiat currencies end up reduced to zero And we're arguably, well, especially when you introduce fractional reserve banking, we've had 100 years of debt-based money, fractional reserve money, Keynesian multiply fiscal policies, and we've just created this, you know, financial bubble like has never existed in human history. And I'm afraid that we are about to see its ugly and ignominious end. So I hope people are prepared for that. And that's going to mean real assets, because your financial assets go up in smoke. And real assets are things like farm or a house or a duplex that you rent out to other people, and or gold and silver. Those are real assets that won't, you know, that will have lots more value.
Yeah, I tend to agree, although I am really shocked that they've been able to do what they've done to the precious metals for as long as they've done it. And there is one thing I should mention, though, as it relates to the precious metals and what's currently going on, even with Bitcoin, is the fact that Gary Gensler, the former head of the CFTC, is now the head of the SEC. And you mentioned Bitcoin, and they probably want to destroy Bitcoin, too, which is why I think they approved a futures-driven ETF for Bitcoin, but they refuse to approve a spot ETF for Bitcoin. Isn't that fascinating? And yeah. Gary Gensler says it's to protect the little guy. What a joke.
I would not expect that of Gensler. I had formerly a high opinion of Gensler.
Well, Gary Gensler never did anything to rein in the shorting on the stock market of silver and gold. And I cite this a lot from my buddies over at SD Bullion. The research has been done. If you take out the New York Wall Street Open over 30, 40 years, you take that out of the picture and you just let metals trade overseas, today we have a $230 silver price. If you just take out the Wall Street Open, but you know this, it's exactly what they did to your company over stock.com, and you blew the whistle on them. You blew the whistle.
I thought it was nuts. I'll never forget the night in February, it was about February 5th, 2005. I'd spent maybe 2 months studying these books and things about settlement. And I finally got, that wasn't even 2 months, a month. And I'll never get this one moment where all clicked and I realized you could do this. If you had deep enough pockets, you could manipulate markets. You could do all kinds of things. It's crazy that they do not enforce settlement. Settlement is you buy a baseball glove for me for $10. I take your $10 and give you the baseball glove. That's, and when you're a kid, that's how a deal works. That's called settlement. The actual, you know, the deal's the deal, and then the effectuating the deal is the settlement. You think when you're buying 100 shares of stock in the stock market of IBM, or if you're buying, having your bank buy you a few ounces of gold, you just kind of imagine there's some shares that you now own. They're in a box somewhere. Maybe there's some gold coins in a box. It's nothing like that. All you have is there's a daisy chain of promises from one corporation to another and to another. There may be 100 promises for every actual ounce of gold out there in the system. So it's fractional reserve banking without a reserve requirement. And it's crazy that underneath our, I had an interesting idea. I've been meaning to, something happened to me in China. Can I tell you a Chinese story about this?
Yeah, do please. No, you can. But I just wanted to say, I know exactly what you're talking about as it pertains to settlement, because my buddy Bix Weir and I did an interview about settlement several years ago. And it was titled, I think the name of the video was "The Horrifying Truth History Channel Won't Tell You," because Bix was interviewed for like 2 hours by the History Channel. And of course, they only used like 2 minutes of that interview. And in that interview, he told them about seed and company and settlement and the fact that the vast majority of shares never get settled. So nobody knows what they actually own. It's terrifying. So when the house of cards finally does come down, if the stock market crashes, good luck finding a chair when the music ends.
I once gave a speech on Wall Street where I talked about not just DTCC, but the CETL. What's the company where it actually?
Seed and Company. CEDE, Seed and Company.
And somebody came up to me afterwards, a big fellow about my size, older guy in a trench coat. And he just kind of come up and brushed past me. And he said, I'd never seen the guy before. And he just kind of brushed past me before other people could get to me. And he said, you know, there's something you never talk. He said, there's two things you never talk about on Wall Street, Patrick, religion and CD and company. And he just sort of walked out the door.
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah. You want to talk about deep state. I mean, it all goes back to the Wall Street bankers. And I know, you know, Bill Still, the producer of the fantastic movie, The Money Masters. That explains it all. The money masters. And I think the money masters, frankly, and their intelligence agencies and whatever their non-governmental organizations played a pretty big role in what happened on November 3rd. So we can talk about that in a minute. But first, real quick, your China story.
Well, my China story is that I spent from, oh, this is Joe Flynn.
Hi, how are you?
Joe Flynn, thanks for joining us. We appreciate you. Guys, Joe Flynn, the youngest brother, I believe, of Lieutenant General Michael T. Flynn. Very glad to see you, sir.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
You know, just for your awareness, it is often the youngest brother who's the one that they save all the real wisdom and brains for. So it was in the Flynn family and in the Byrne family.
There you go. Exactly.
Well, before you start, you
get the charisma, right. Ash and good looks, the JFK.
Right.
But it's the young guys who are the...
Because we observe all this stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know Joe would be jumping on right there with you. I thought we'd get another Zoom call here. So I really appreciate you guys are in the same place at the same time.
Yeah, I knew this was had popped in. I had to take a call, but I'm glad to be here.
Well, I failed to mention at the open of the show that Patrick's also the CEO of the America Project. Joe, you're part of that. We should talk about the America Project in November 3rd in a minute. But did you want to share that China story, Patrick?
Yeah, we were just talking about settlement and settlement. What, without getting too technical for your audience, what we're talking about is that settlement system is corrupt on Wall Street, right, Sean?
Yeah, 100%.
And people have failures to deliver that just persist for months and years, and they move them around and... It's like this endless, you understand what I'm saying?
I do. And I just want to say this. I once tried to take physical delivery of some Disney shares. This was back in like 2000 and I don't know, 4, 5, 6. I was able to do it through Ameritrade. But guess what? They don't let you do that anymore. It's nearly impossible to get your physical stock shares.
That's because for every one they have, they're telling four of you that you own it. And that's why they don't want people showing up and doing what you just described. So let me, I'll tell you in China. So after I got so public about everything and how sloppy our system is, I got contacted by the Chinese government, frankly, and they said they wanted to send an economist to talk to me. And I said, okay. I mean, I checked and that, I mean, it was legal and nobody, I only was going to say the things that I had already said publicly. So I went to, they sent this lovely female PhD economist over who met me at the embassy a month later. And I went and I just walked through with them everything I'd been saying publicly and how it worked. About a decade later, about 3 years ago, I was in Beijing. I was in Shanghai and I was dealing with the Bitcoin world and the Bitcoin crowd and the big bankers and such. And there's a point in their world, like there's like five banks that are the major banks. And once you've been the CEO of one bank, when you reach 60, you retire for 5 years. And then after 5 years, there's this little elite group that starts advising the Politburo. And this was one of those guys. And he said, what can we do for you? I've had this long history. I was a student in China in the early 80s. And I haven't really had much to do with them over the decades other than buying. But anyway, so he just wanted to do something nice. And I said, I'm kind of this amateur sleuth on the subject of settlement in the United States. Can I talk to someone about, I'd love to know, talk to someone about here and see how you handle these problems. And he said, he came back an hour later, said the people who handle settlement in China don't live in Shanghai. They live in Beijing. And it's a special group. And it's like got the highest security and they're not even allowed to talk to foreigners. It's like the equivalent in the United States, people who make the nuclear weapons, they can't even like have coffee with a Pakistani or something. And he said, but special arrangements have been made and these people are going to be flown down to see you tomorrow, if you're willing. I said, I'm super flattered. How wonderful. And they flew down, there were nine of them and they probably were half spies. I don't know, but I had this, I thought we were going to have like this 2-hour conversation about how it works in China versus how it works on Wall Street. And after the pleasantries, I said, so tell me, how do you handle settlement failures? And this very severe looking fellow said, Dr. Byrne, there are no failures in China. And I said, I'm sure, but obviously people, make mistakes. Somebody makes a mistake on occasion. How do you handle it when it happens anyway? I'm sure there's strict rules against it. And he's like, and I asked him like twice and he finally kind of leaned over and looked at me in a certain way and said, Dr. Byrne, there in China, there are no settlement failures in the Chinese capital markets. And I got what he meant. You know, it's one of these. I thought, that's funny. I spent 3 years racking my brains trying to get the U.S. government to listen to me that says that's how we should operate. And they didn't listen to me. But the people from China, they built their market. There are no settlement failures in the Chinese capital market.
Well, I don't want to be too conspiratorial in my thinking here, Patrick, but he may as well have just said, you know, there is no organ harvesting in China, Patrick.
No. I mean it differently. What he was telling me was, if you fail to deliver in the Chinese capital market, you get a bullet in the head.
Yeah, you're
something
done.
Like that. Yeah. Nobody does it, is what he was telling me.
Got it.
It just doesn't happen. And so all the special rules, what we have is a regulator who says, well, it's going to happen, so we're going to create all these rules.
And then people litigate, and then it becomes
this mess. It's 2/3 of the trading is what's supposed to be the exception. And it's a bunch of, it's not real volume. It's all this. And we've created a capital market that's so loosey-goosey that they're able to get away with that. But the Chinese understood exactly what I was saying about the problems with this, and they fixed it, is what he was there. There is no problem in the Chinese capital market, because if you try to do what hedge funds do here, you get a bullet in the back of your head. So nobody sells and fails to deliver. There's no such thing as naked shorting. That's why there's no naked shorting in the Chinese capital market, because they enforce the law. If you're out there and you're selling 1,000 shares or something, you take someone's money, you actually have to deliver 1,000 shares. Unlike the U.S. capital market, where you can deliver promises and you can deliver all kinds of stuff for years.
Right.
And that's why you end up with situations where somebody thinks they own 100 chairs, but actually 5 different people think they own it.
That's very interesting. Well, do you guys see any parallels between the capital markets and the way they're mismanaged in this country and the election? Let's talk a little bit about November 3rd, because
we've never been asked that
question. No, but I've thought a lot about that. That's a very deep point. Wow, Sean, much.
Well, I think, okay, Patrick's way more of an expert than I am on this. I think that the use of mail-in ballots as a way to obfuscate and dilute the value of something, in this case, the value of people's votes, by using outdated voter rolls and all kinds of other stuff, where people who went to vote in person and then also received 4 ballots right at their house with 4 different barcodes on them, 4 different, very different. In other words, they could have filled out each one. So a person could have literally voted 5 times. I've heard this story before. I think that's a great example of kind of the out of control obfuscation of paper, as it were, you know,
and
with settlement, you know what I mean? For example,
it's like it in so many ways, Sean. One is the fundamental process that Americans think has rigor. Like, you think when you buy 10 shares of stock, your money's going to somebody and you're getting 10 shares of stock. You don't understand how much slop there is and how loosey-goosey that is. And once I went to expose it in 2005, how the forces of all the establishment came out to crush me and deny it and say I was wrong until 2008 happened. And they came out and said, well, begrudgingly, this guy had it all figured out. And it was absolutely the core. When Alan Greenspan went before Congress in October 2008, he named, it wasn't just Bernie Madoff. It was this underlying issue called settlement, which I had been screaming about for 3 years. So that issue is being played out again here. We think voting, American citizens, you think your vote counts. You think it has integrity. You think there's a box and it's all being counted and then everything ticks and ties. It's nothing like that. It's as loosey-goosey as can be. And I just heard from someone in Arizona today, some grassroots activists, have gotten to the point under Texas law, they can examine, it doesn't take an act of Congress to examine ballots. It's supposed to be anyway. And the county election officials in their county have wiped it all out. There is now no way to audit the 2020 election in that county. Well, that's happening all over America. As the Maricopa thing threatens to spread, and it is spreading, they are doing things. They're going into counties and just wiping out
as fast as they can.
Yep. That's it. It's so illegal. And what that means is there is no backup for all kinds of election results all over the country. And this has happened. In fact, one of the companies involved, I forget if it's ESNS or Dominion. I think it's, I shouldn't say, because I'm not sure which one it is. I think Dominion, actually. They came up with this trusted build program. We're going to come out and put a
they
new...
Did it in Michigan. That was the,
they did it in Michigan, yeah. Did in Colorado.
They sent out a notice to everybody.
California. And they're not supposed to retouch that software.
For 22 months.
Right? 22 months. But what they say is, well, we're not touching the election results. We're just going to update the application.
Right.
Well, the Tina Peters, the Mesa County, Colorado recorder, was smelled skunk, and she had a white hacked security guy come in and take an image of the hard drive before and after. And what do you know? These folks came in and they wiped out everything from election 2020. It is unauditable. Every single record they destroy is like an 18-month felony or something.
Yeah.
They have done that in hundreds of counties under the guise of we're updating some software. They're just wiping out the hard drive. So there is now no way to audit last year's election, which in any sane world means you do it over. If you've got county officials saying, well, here were the election results and in my county, and you say, fine, and a year later you show up and say, we want to see the backup like the law says, 22 months, and it turns out they've erased it, I think you have to just rip up those results. There's now no proof whatsoever.
Yeah.
Anyone who tells us that it hasn't been proven, the burden's on the other. Anywhere they've erased the backup, the burden is, the proof is now on them to say, to prove that the election results that they gave us actually were driven from the ballots, which they can't do because they've erased it all, which means they have no right defending that.
But go back to the financial, I mean, the point is make it so confusing for the average citizen, like Wall Street does, as to what's going on behind the scenes, right?
Right.
That, you know, when it comes to doing court cases and things like that, it's very difficult to pull it all together, put it in a filing, put it out there. It's obfuscation, really, at the local level.
I took on Goldman, who was at the heart of this back 15 years ago. Turned out to be 2/3 of their revenue. I didn't realize that. I thought it was dealing with a couple schmucks in Florida, a couple crooks. I didn't realize that the shin bone connected to the thigh bone connected all the way to the top of Goldman Sachs. But it took $34 million in about 8 years to get to the bottom of that one case. And we won $35 million. So the gods gave me $1 million for the trouble. But it was, you know, there's no way to do that. They're doing this everywhere all the time. There's no one has $34 million to spend in every place to fight this. And the court system is so corrupt. And the enforcement mechanism is so corrupt. Well, at least I feel I'm winning an argument I started 16 years ago when I started something called Deep Capture. My plan was to expose to America that our government had become completely corrupt. And I don't think there's much pushback I'll get on that these days.
Yeah. Well, let me just say this, you know, as it pertains to what you guys are talking about, erasing these ballot images, et cetera, you know, erasing hard drives, erasing any of the metadata that would prove a stolen election was stolen. I think it's allowed to happen. First of all, I would say it's treason. Second of all, I would say it's happening because of a stacked deck. Look no further than Michigan, where if somebody does that in Michigan, they know the AG, Dana Nessel, has their back. She's not going to prosecute. She's on your side. And right. She passes out drunk at football games and has to get carried out. So that's the state of affairs we have in this country. We also have an AG at the federal level, Merrick Garland, who is sicking the FBI and the entire apparatus on parents who dare show up at school board meetings, you know, calling them domestic terrorists. So
yeah, that's, you know, the state of affairs. I want to add another person to this. And unfortunately, you know, I thought he was a decent guy who wanted with the rule of law. But, the attorney general under President Trump also dropped the ball. I mean, he completely dropped the ball shortly when he knew that there was ample evidence and many, many people on the inside, especially inside the FBI, wanted to aggressively go after election fraud, particularly in places like Pennsylvania. And the Attorney General Barr did a stand down order.
Yep.
You know,
well,
I mean, and left his boss high and dry, frankly.
I know somebody, so I don't want to say too much about General Barr. But because we had a mutual friend, I do know that he suffered a real personal loss in his life right at the beginning of August of last year. And I think it took the wind out of his sails for a big fight, or maybe it was something else. But boy, somebody said to me recently who was on the scene, why didn't you get more help? And their answer was, this was William Barr lifting a finger to help.
Yeah.
And someone who actually was from the White House and went over on November 4th evidently was told, who said, what are you going to do about this? It was obviously stolen. And the answer was, the Department of Justice is not going to get involved in these matters. These are state matters to be explored there. And I actually made a call to someone near the top to say, we have to meet. We've got this stuff from all over. And the pushback was, just call the AG of any state where you have information. And I did call, and they didn't return calls. So it was all crazy. So the whole thing's corrupt. At least we can all give up hope. False hope. It's they're not coming to save you. It's all, but the in those agencies, they're wonderful Americans, but at the top, they've all been captured and they're completely corrupt, and don't expect them to save you unless the people in the agencies remember that at some point they never agreed to work for their boss, those guys. They agreed to work for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I always think of the evening of January 3rd when we were sold out by people like Mike Pence and Lindsey Graham. I remember Lindsey Graham famously saying, look, I tried to be helpful. And now we're going to just, you know, he won the election. Biden won. And he just, you know, they sold us out. So what hope do we have? I know you guys and Mike Lindell have great hope that the Supreme Court will hear the case and see the evidence that Lindell and his team has. Apparently, the packets, all of it, the stolen election metadata, he's got it all. The question is, will the Supreme Court see the evidence? Will they take action? I don't know. Where do we stand on that?
I think that is what the military people would call the Schwerpunkt, the point of the spear. Right now is go to the website, join.
Sign the audit.
Sign the audit. Look it up. Join the audit. Operation Join the Audit, I think. Find out how to reach your, or go to Mike Lindell, Frank's speech, and there get into the stuff about this lawsuit, and makes it really easy to write your attorney general and say you want him to sign this lawsuit. The lawsuit's there to read. The exhibits are there to read. It's actually quite readable. It's written for a non-lawyer. It's very clear. And you can put your job. We finally have them. We finally have a knife at their throat. If the Supreme Court takes this, we win. We're right there. But they're going to take it only if one AG signs. And the only thing that's going to make AGs sign, well, there's about five or six who have courage, but they need public pressure. So for 11 months, 12 months, people have been wringing their hands. What do I do? What do I do? Well, guess what? There is finally something you can do. Go to Frank's speech. Go to that.
I can't find this.
Go to the part about the lawsuit. It's right there on the front. And the lawsuit, you can read the lawsuit. You can read the exhibits. And there's a little simple button. You just tell it what state you're in. And you can write a little message. And it gets sent to the attorney general. And you want to be telling them, join the suit. There's never been a week like this since November 3rd, 2020. We were always jujitsu'd. There was no way to push back. We were finally at the point. Public pressure has a precise spot to go to. Get your attorney general to sign this. The moment it's signed, I think it becomes inevitable we win.
I heard that Mark Fincham, our good friend from Arizona, was saying on Frank's speech this weekend that the attorney general in Arizona he basically publicly said, expect indictments. This is what Mark Fincham said.
I've heard that
I didn't
before
say
Christmas.
He said soon. You know,
I've heard before Christmas in Arizona, but we need the attorney general to go one step farther and sign this case. If he's ready to indict people and he knows,
he should sign the case.
And then he knows he shouldn't just say, well, Arizona, he should just say, look, this election is so clearly.
I mean, I think in the case of the Arizona AG, the fact that they tried to wipe everything the night before the audit started is the clear and cut case.
A million files.
Where you start indicting people and then they start talking.
Yeah.
You know, who's behind all of this? And is there a RICO case? Is there a national RICO case?
And he understands, I've been told, I've never spoken to him, but I've been talked to other people who do know him, say he understands Arizona is not about a few guys.
No.
Going around. It's like a RICO. There's a RICO in Arizona. And beyond that, there's a RICO across the United States. And he wants to get it all. This guy's a prosecutor. He's a prosecutor. He's a professional. That's what he did.
I think there's another case that people should look out for. And I don't know if you saw this sergeant report. The last couple of weeks, there was a bunch of videos taken in Delaware County, Pennsylvania. Are you familiar with that?
No. I missed it.
Yeah. Look it up on Twitter. Delaware County, Pennsylvania, election supervisors there were caught on video basically talking about, how they're wiping servers and things like that, and kind of joking about.
Hey friends, this is a good time for a quick break and a word about our sponsor. Yeah, it's Noble Gold. Now, you've heard about shrinkflation, right? That's where your candy bar gets smaller, but the price stays the same. Have you noticed it? It's happening all the time everywhere now, but the government insists that inflation is under control or that it's just temporary. But Noble Gold is ahead of the game here. They know that a precious metals IRA will help you hedge these rising prices so that you can retire without worrying. You can keep up with the inflation the folks in Washington are trying so hard to hide. And this month, to thank you and to get your precious metals project off to a flying start, Noble Gold is giving away a free 5-ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call them directly at 877-646-5347. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. Yeah. Oh, I think I did see that. They're actually admitting to the fact that the servers have back doors. Anybody can hack. Yeah, they're talking about the hacking and that can happen. They fully acknowledge that can happen, and they don't seem troubled by it at all.
And so there's that. And then, of course, Racine County in Wisconsin, the sheriff there is actually arrested a couple of election officials.
Arrested?
Yeah. Or put out
criminal charges.
Yeah, criminal charges. My point with this is there's like, lots of little things going on. And of course, we still have high hopes in Arizona that something big will happen. One of those things cracks, and I think that the whole house of cards starts tumbling down.
Yeah,
well, that's my opinion.
I hope so, because without fair elections, we don't have a country. And, you know, my position on Biden being the most popular president in the history of the world with more than 80 million votes, they say. We call it the big steal. They call it the big lie. Everything's been turned upside down, quite literally. The borders are wide open. The man wants to mandate vaccines with an experimental toxic poison, in my view. My words, not yours. I think the thing is a bioweapon. We have people like David E. Martin and Dr. Zev Zelenko and Dr. Kerry Madej. Yeah, McCullough. They're all saying this thing is a bioweapon. This guy wants to mandate it. It's just sickening. We'll do a screen share here. Supreme Court complaint.
Supreme Court, click there.
Perfect. Thinkspeech.com, Supreme Court.
And then
there you go. Contact your attorney general on the right.
It's real. Select your state, build by email. You can look at under that. You can see the complaint. The complaint's
really brilliant. I think Mike Lindell's done an outstanding job here.
Yep. It's a good complaint.
We know his lawyer really well, too. He's a great guy.
Kurt Olson, he was on this weekend. And the complaint is very clear. It's not one state suing another. It's the states suing the United States federal government. Because per the Constitution, Article 4, it says that the federal government will make sure that we all enjoy, that the citizens enjoy Republican forms of government, small r Republican, which includes free vote, you know, fair voting. Yet Maine cannot just declare itself a kingdom, a hereditary kingdom. It has to have a certain type of government. And by the federal government not ensuring that, they have failed in their contract with us. And so it's a lawsuit against the federal government. And once an attorney general signs that, it has to be in the Supreme Court. There's no other place it can be. And I really think they have to take it. So it just comes down. We will get over the hump. It's like when you're climbing, there's what's called the crux move. A route might be really simple, but there's this one move that's the difficult move. You get over that, it's easy. If we get over this move, which is you get your attorneys general to sign it. And you know how you do that? You walk through what Sean just showed you. You go to Frank's speech. You saw one click, you pull up the suit, you say, contact my attorney general, boom, write your note, sign the suit. We know there's tens of thousands. I know, I actually heard there's hundreds of thousands of people have already done it. But
this is great.
Yeah, 170, I think, was one number I heard.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, all of it. So, and that was just like after a day. So there's people complain to me about this feeling of helplessness. How do I fight back?
Like this.
This is how you do it. This has never been a moment like this since November 3rd of last year that you could have this much effect. Spend 30 seconds like Sean just showed you and get that done. And you're helping. You really are.
Now, in my last rant there, before I did the screen share, I don't think I completed my thought. So I think what happened on January 3rd, my position is this was a soft coup. And I didn't actually believe that Biden would be sworn in because I didn't think the powers that be, maybe military powers that be, honest generals, I don't know, white hats. I was holding out hope that the man would never be sworn in. I didn't think he could be sworn in because I thought he was a national threat, a security risk, a national security threat. By virtue of his son's relationship, his relationship with China, Russia, so much corruption in the Biden family, but he was sworn in. Do you guys think that what happened was a soft coup?
On January 6th? Yeah, I've been using that
word. Well, I actually think it started before November the 3rd, which is kind of frankly, I mean, as soon, and actually the Attorney General Barr back in June of 2020, said in a kind of a very brusque interview we had with Wolf Blitzer, he said,
You're playing with fire.
Mail-in ballots are a disaster in the making. And it's an opportunity for massive fraud. This was orchestrated way earlier. As soon as they knew they could use this Wuhan virus to flood the system with, I don't know how many millions. What's the estimated amount of mail-in ballots that went out? Once that happened, forget about the machine for a second. Forget about the manipulation.
No integrity once you do that.
Yeah, once the system is that corrupted with mail-in ballots that you cannot trace, you cannot really understand, with states and counties, you leave it up to the states and counties who have these antiquated voter rolls, it's an unraveling mess.
Yeah.
I mean, so I actually think it started way before. I think post the election, I wish that there would have been a little bit more unity in the teams that were fighting the election. It was kind of all over the place. You always have to look at, you know, what did we do wrong during that period of time? And my feeling is, I think there was a lack of overall kind of coordination and leadership post the election. I think there was a lot of really good intention. Rudy had great intentions. Sidney had great intentions. Others had great intentions, but kind of a lack of coordination. And so that's what allowed the other side. And that's what allowed the weak-kneed, you know, rhinos in the government that were working for Trump to say, hey, let's just get through this.
Oh, they were terrible.
You know, and so
they, the approach of, we're going to work this through the state courts and we're going to get state courts to look at this and look at that. Then they're going to bang the gavel. And just, that was a total waste of everyone's time. They could have had 10 years and they wouldn't have gotten it done that way. They needed to have the hearings, and the hearings revealed stuff. And
I think that there was an opportunity to declare a national security crisis during that period of time.
Right.
If the president had the backing of the people that worked for him, and he didn't have that.
But Joe, you know what? In my view, here's the problem. The enemy of freedom, okay, the left, the people that stacked this thing and stole the election, you know what they had in their camp that we didn't and we never will? The media, the mainstream horror media.
Of course.
It's completely weaponized, and they would continue they would say that the election was safe and secure, just like they're now saying the quote unquote vaccine is safe and effective. Never mind the VAERS database with 18,000 plus people dead.
Now what's interesting, you bring up the VAERS database. I can't say how many things I see when I post stuff about VAERS. Now all of a sudden, everybody on the left is like, the VAERS is bullshit. The VAERS is unreliable, blah, blah, blah. It's not vetted. I'm like, well, why does it even exist? If before it was perfectly normal, it was perfectly acceptable. VAERS was a snapshot for people about the effectiveness or the problems with the vaccine. Now all of a sudden it's discredited, right? Because the numbers were overwhelming about how bad the vaccine is affecting people.
Yeah, while they were pushing it on children here in Europe, they are taking away the certification for Pfizer from people under 18, people under 30, different countries. They are taking away the Pfizer certification. It's too dangerous for young people. Here, they're trying to jam it into your kid's arm. When the data from Europe, it looks like the European version of VAERS does not have the political interference that ours does here. Everything's been politicized here. Everything's corrupt.
Hyper-politicized.
Yeah. And when your sister comes home from that job and she says, oh, I didn't get the promotion, someone else did, it was very political. What does that mean? It means it wasn't a good decision. It wasn't based on the data. It was based on something it shouldn't be based on. That's really what right. for something to be like political and that. Well, there's a reason. And the same thing's going on with everything you hear about the election, everything you hear about COVID. It has all been politicized and in order to serve someone's ends. And I think those ends are some sort of global revolution where the super elite are wiping out the elite and everyone below.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. Well, the war that I see is this war on humanity, this UN Agenda 2030 war against humanity. You know, they want to take carbon emissions to zero. What does that do to us by 2050? Well, unless they give us new forms of energy, that leaves us all as serfs. But that's exactly what the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab have said. In the future, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. That's the model. It's anti-freedom. It's anti-capitalism. It's anti-human by definition.
It's not going to work. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. The only way it's going to work is, or they're going to try to make it work, is through force. I say I'm optimistic that at least in the United States, it will fail. And the reason being is we still have a federalist system
right.
where states, like here in Florida, where Pat and I, where we have a governor who's just not going to put up with the nonsense being forced down his citizens' throats from the federal government and other states. You know, it's not the only state. You got some strong governors in different states, but of course, Florida's the biggest one. So they're not going to do that. The Second Amendment scares the hell out of them. There's just enough going on in this country and enough spirit in the American people that they simply will not put up with this. And the world is watching. And my prediction is they will lose in overwhelming numbers. Unless a black swan event happens and they decide to somehow figure out a way to shut the election down, they're going to lose in overwhelming numbers, even though they're going to try to steal it. The number is going to be so overwhelming that we will take back the House and the Senate. I think we'll have a lot of new, strong, good candidates. I'd like to see that in the Senate. I think it'll happen in the House. We have a lot of America First candidates that will win these seats. We need to clean up the Senate, though. We really need to get strong senator candidates in there that have a backbone, because
these guys are so weak.
They're so weak.
Some of them are great. Some of them are great and care about the country. They're just in general. I mean, our political class has let us down, but this is an opportunity.
Yes.
We're going to pull the rug out. I mean, this is like, we always talk about bar fights because we're Irish.
Yeah.
And it's like, we feel like, imagine being in a bar fight and you got glassed by some stranger. You didn't know. And you go down and he thought the fight was over. They thought the fight was over January 20th.
Exactly.
This was all going to be normalized.
We picked ourselves up off the ground and started swinging again.
Just like that movie where the guy, the guy goes back to his beer laughing about the ass he just kicked. And the guy slowly gets up. Climbs back up and says, no, he wants to fight. And we have not only fought, we taught him by May or June, he realized he was in a fight. And I think we got him. We got him.
Might take a little longer.
I haven't asked for a lot of help, but this is one time everyone, you really can help. There's never been this moment. Again, go to Frank's speech, go to the suit, take 20 seconds, send a message to your AG to join the suit. Instead of sitting there eating your Cheetos and complaining about what's happening in America, you can take 20 seconds and do something that actually will make it.
Right now, that's probably the most important thing for citizens to do.
It's absolutely the most important thing.
Mike Lindell is doing a massive service to this country. I think we did a good service by exposing Arizona and giving Mike and giving Kurt reams of information that they can use in their lawsuit to point to fraud. And now Mike's going in for the coup de grace, which is great.
We basically think we're the ground game, he's the air game. Mike and I, about 6 months ago, passed each other in a hallway. And that's the total amount of coordination. Congress is trying to find who's all the scheme behind this. Mike Lindell and I passed each other in a hallway. And he said, you know, Pat, how about you be the ground game? I'll be the air game. And I said, yeah, sounds good, Mike.
Remember we had that meeting a while back in April, we talked about
that. Yeah. So he's been working with the lawyers and the idea that ultimately really we get from the Supreme Court. We're out there at the grassroots organizations, audits, feeding things, getting the brush fires of liberty burning. And it's Lindell is taking that heat and smoke and packaging it and making it a lawsuit at the Supreme Court. And once the Supreme Court takes this, I'm ready to go on vacation because it's done. They can't, once it takes it, there is no solution that says they will understand it's another Dred Scott if they punt on this one. And when they look at the facts, it's clear election 2020 is an egg that cannot be unscrambled. There's no way to really figure out what happened. And at the minimum, you have to have some kind of new election, or whether it's a real national election or you turn it, there are some very clean, simple ways this can be addressed. Go to the state legislatures and said, recommit your electoral votes. Study everything for 30 days in your state, then recommit your electoral votes. Senate's going to meet them then, and it's going to decide. If they do that, I think that would be a very clean way we could get through this in 30 days. But you got to do your tiny, given you have no idea what the Flynn family and I and lots of other people are going through. We're asking 20 seconds of work. Go to that site and send a note to your attorney general.
Well, I really appreciate all the work you guys have put into this thing. And my hat's off to Mike Lindell. You know, what a great American story. A former drug addict becomes, a multimillionaire with his corporation there, MyPillow.com. And then he commits his treasure to this fight for justice for all of us. And it just buoys my spirit because, Joe, I agree with you. This criminal government derives its power from the consent of the governed and 50 states. So if the clown in chief wants to pass, fraudulent, unconstitutional executive orders like vax mandates or trying to get OSHA to do his bidding, the good news is White House quietly delays vaccine mandate as another federal judge objects.
What? Today. No, can they tell me? Fill me in. Oh, my heart soars.
Did
like
that just happen?
Fill me in. Where? Yeah. When?
I'll do the screen share here, fellas. Yet another federal court has decided to block the Biden White House COVID mandate. Ooh. Only this time the judge focused on a requirement for healthcare workers to either get the jab or say goodbye to their jobs. Earlier this month, a judge in Texas blocked the White House from enforcing some of its mandate by way of large corporations. Now, a different federal district judge, this time in Missouri, is blocking the Biden administration from enforcing a vaccine mandate for healthcare workers in some 10 states.
Interesting. It's interesting you say, because a good friend of mine who I play golf with on the weekends, he's a nurse at a hospital here in Florida, and his hospital here is allowing he's not vaccinated and he won't get vaccinated, but they're allowing his natural immunity card. And he showed that he had plenty of natural immunities, and they're allowing him to work there with his natural immunity. He had to fill out, give some type of test on that. So that's interesting that's happened. They're going to start doing that more and more, which is great. I mean, this is people fighting back at the local level saying enough is enough. You're not going to take our livelihoods away because we don't want to get a vaccine. You want to get a vaccine, go get a vaccine. You don't want to get a vaccine, fine. You can't take my job away.
You know what? I'm looking at, that was Missouri and it covers 10 states. That must be the eighth. Yeah, that's the eighth district.
Yeah.
So
that's Missouri, Arkansas, Iowa, Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska.
And the fifth district has just 3 weeks ago, they struck down the OSHA mandate with a blistering opinion that almost made me feel bad for the bad guys, that called it outrageous constitutional overreach. And in the sixth,
that was blistering.
And in the sixth district, there's another judge who is judge looking at things and is looking at that language, is already making the right symbols. So they are breaking. So if you don't, I can't give medical advice because I'm a real doctor, not a medical doctor. But if you're one of those people hesitant about getting your vaccine and you've been vax hesitant, but you've been thinking of buckling under now because it looks like we're running out of time. No, the federal judiciary looks like they're very much seeing this as outrageous. The appellate the fifth appellate, which is just below the Supreme Court, said, this is outrageous constitutional overreach. The federal judges are going to stop this.
This is a big loss for the Biden.
Do not cave now. Do not cave now. If they want to vaccinate you, if they want to do this, that, do not cave now. We have them.
They're on their heels with this.
Yeah. You're going to see. And listen, they made, when they made it mandatory for federal employees outside of DOD, it was January 4 or January 6. There's a class of federal employees who have the latest due date on when they have to be vaccinated. And it's like the first week of January. I think that's because they've known all along the wheels are going to come off on this particular go-kart for them. And they're just trying to get everyone vaccinated in November and December that they can. They know it's all going to fall apart. And that's why they put themselves last. So just stand firm another few weeks. Do not buckle if you were one of the people who've been pushing back. This is the wrong time to buckle. We got them.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, because this is the line in the sand, in my view. Forced vaccination of a human population with an experimental, quote unquote, vaccine that's not even a vaccine. It's masquerading as a vaccine. It's mRNA gene therapy. Now, this is the line in the sand, and we need to take the fight to them. I may have to use that court decision here, that federal court decision, to take the fight to them, because in my state, I live in the state of Minnesota. Listen to this. Vail Resorts out of Colorado bought a local ski hill that my kids like to snowboard at. Okay. Mm-hmm. And this local ski hill now, snowboard hill, because of the ownership of Vail, is mandating vaccine papers to eat in their restaurant. Now, in the state I live, Minnesota, that's not a thing. Restaurants aren't requiring that. I was in Seattle recently. They are requiring that. My state, no, they're not requiring that you show your vaccine proof of your proof of vaccination to eat at a restaurant. But at this ski hill owned by Vail, that is their policy for 12-year-old kids and up. It's completely demonic in my view. And I really want to sue them. I actually reached out to attorney Tom Renz to see what kind of legal leg I would have to stand.
He's an American hero.
Yeah. You know, it's when the dust settles and we have won and the history books get written, the alacrity with which unprincipled Americans, not just on the left, not just of the Democratic Party, but in the Republican Party, in corporate America, have gone along with what will be understood to have been perhaps genocidal, crime against humanity kinds of instructions, with not a freaking peep. I don't want to swear, but not a peep. Look at the, I'm kind of so disgusted with the whole, we have a whole bunch of Europeans among us who've just absorbed a worldview that is so against our principles. So we are going to win this. I think we're right there. This is like a judo match. You know, when the guy on the bar knows jujitsu, they can be over really quickly. And we got them. We know, we see what's coming. And it's the one time we've had to ask for help from the general population. And that has been, please get in touch with your AG and say, join the suit. And you know what's disgusting? The Republican National Committee, led by Ronna McDaniels, is going around trying to convince attorneys general not to join this suit, even though they raised $300 million to so-called stop the steal. They took $300 million of your money from the public, and they
did what with it? We have no idea what they did.
They've done some work in the legislatures where they've gotten rules tightened up and stuff. That was pretty, but nothing about 2020.
No forensic audits.
They didn't help on any audits. Right. They helped nowhere. And now that we are right there at the 1 yard line to get this suit into the Supreme Court,
they're
on the other side doing goal line defense after taking $300 million.
That's why we keep saying, don't give to candidates. Give to the party.
Give to candidates.
Correct. Yeah. I agree. As we wrap this thing up, what resonates with me based on what you just said is that we know there are vipers on our side, meaning they're not on our side, but they're in our camp. And one of those people is Liz Cheney. Okay. She represents that old model, that old guard. Her father, the most hated vice president in the history of our country until Kamala Harris came along, yeah. Dick Cheney, an absolute demon, in my view. And Liz Cheney, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. So I guess the message here, friends, is to donate to candidates, not the party. And guys, what's the call to action here as we wrap this up? I know people can find your work, Patrick, at deepcapture.com and the good information at americaproject.com, correct?
Yeah, the americaproject.com.
A lot of videos at the bottom.
Come join us, plenty of videos.
Send a text USA to the number 84576. And that enlists you in the Flynn Digital Army. However, the first thing you can do in 20 seconds and make a big difference is to go to Frank Speech, click on the lawsuit like Sean just walked you through, see where it says contact your attorney general, pick your state, take you 20, 30 seconds.
Critical time right now for people to focus on the Mike Lindell lawsuit.
And given how people are psychotic because it's surreal and it feels there's no way to push back. But we've spent You have no idea what we've gone through for this year to get to this point. There is finally a way you can push back, but we can't do it for you. At the end of the day, the power comes from the people, and they're scared to death of it. The only thing that scares the powers that be is your voice.
That's right.
And so we need you to shout loud now, like right now today, and we're making God's work with it.
Amen. All right. Well, I really appreciate your time, fellas. Thank you so very much. Thanks for what you're doing. Thanks for fighting for our nation. You know, I think a lot of people who follow this type of work see you guys and they think, well, we have warriors on our side. They're going to get this thing done. But you're just American citizens like us, right? We all have to do this. We have to do this together.
I mean, it's one thing with Mike, but you and I never even wanted to do this.
No, none of Mike doesn't want to be doing this. Yeah. All of us want to be. I was off in Indonesia enjoying myself. None of us want to be doing this. Believe me, we all had other plans. We're doing this because really we understand you're cosmic toast. I'm sorry to tell that, America. I don't mean to scare you. I have lived in the society they want to create. I've lived in communist China. I've lived in Eastern Europe. I see all kinds of things that are happening and I know what they're trying to create. You're cosmic toast. I don't mean to scare you, but you're toast.
But we're not going to make that. We're not going to let that happen.
Yeah. You got one game in town. You got one game in town. And that's help us out. And really,
right. Help Mike Lindell.
Go do that. Take 20 seconds. Contact your AG. Say, if you know, join the suit or I'm going to be, you know, whatever. And protest, doing everything I can to replace you in the next election, fighting you for the rest of your career. These guys will join the suit. They really will. They know the answer. The only thing that scares them. He's getting 50,000 emails that say that.
I'd say one last thing. I think it's important as you head into, as we head into the election season here now that after the new year, pay very close attention to candidates at the local, state, national level that where election integrity is the one of the most important things on their platform. If they're not talking about election integrity, you need to find a candidate that is, and there's plenty of really good ones. And so that's where you really need to focus your efforts going into 2022. Don't let them say, well, it's no problem. We'll fix it. It's only fixable if people take action. And we have legislators at the local state level and at the national level that are taking this very seriously because it's the most serious crisis probably in our history.
Probably is.
Other than the Civil War, I would say this is the most serious crisis.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I think that, and Joe's right about that. It's, nothing.
I think we've said what we're going to say. So thank you, Sean.
Yeah. No, thank you, gentlemen. Thank you so very much. We'll wrap it up with this quote from John Adams, which is in that lawsuit prepared there by Mike Lindell, which you guys can find at frankspeech.com. Quote, "You will never know how much it has cost my generation to preserve your freedom. I hope you will make a good use of it." John Adams. Well, gentlemen,
let's not let Mr. Adams down.
Yeah, no, we're going to win this thing and we're going to win it together. We all stick together and, or we hang separately, right? All right, gentlemen, thank you so very much. Our guests have been Patrick Byrne and Joe Flynn. Gents, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. And friends, thank you so much for tuning in. A special thank you to our subscribe stars and our members at sgtreport.tv. Thanks, you guys. Thanks for keeping us in the fight for real news and truth. And for real news every single day for free, you guys can visit us directly at sgtreport.com. That's the antidote to corporate propaganda and Mockingbird mainstream media lies. Just a quick word about our sponsor, Shrinkflation. Have you noticed it? It's happening all the time everywhere now, but the government insists that inflation is under control or that it's just temporary. But Noble Gold is ahead of the game here. They know that a precious metals IRA will help you hedge these rising prices so that you can retire without worrying. You can keep up with the inflation the folks in Washington are trying so hard to hide. And this month, to thank you and to get your precious metals project off to a flying start, Noble Gold is giving away a free 5-ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call them directly at 877-646-5347. That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
They knew they were harming children or killing the children, and they chose to cover it up and not make it public. We wouldn't do this to animals.
Well, that's it for now, friends. Thank you so very much for tuning in, and I'll remind you every single day for free. Visit us directly at sgtreport.com, the antidote to corporate propaganda. May God bless you, your family, and may God bless this republic. Bye-bye.